white supremacist march on Parliament. And like I say, lots of this is the same things that you'd see in the UK, you'd see in the States. It's just a bit of a reality check to us, I think, that we're not immune from all of it.
We in the Muslim community have been talking about this for a very long time. We've been talking about racism in this country. We've had mosques being vandalized throughout the country. We've had attacks happening on individual members of our community. I'm frustrated by it all. I really am, because we've been talking about this for a long time. But it's got to take a national tragedy like this, where 50 lives are lost, for us to start taking this seriously. So I'm mad. I'm mad right now. A lot of frustration.
The context is that New Zealand has one of the best human rights records in the world. The competition isn't great. It is a multicultural society based on biculturalism. It has many, many positives. But there is a problem. There is a problem in some sectors of society where there is Islamophobia and there is racism and there are hate crimes. So we've got to do better at addressing those problems by gathering more data about them, by devising a suitable plan of action to address xenophobic extremism, Islamophobia, and racism.
When we realise we're in it together, we can do something about it together. But when we don't say anything, we let a vile seed grow. This idea of us and them. But that's wrong. There's only us. All of us. This is us.